Stop shrinking yourself to try to fit into places that you've outgrown. Welcome back to another episode of All or Nothing in Real Estate. I'm going to skip the intro and we're going to go straight into something that is on top of my mind today that I wanted to share with you and maybe you can relate. I'm going to make some assumptions here. If you're listening to this show, you want to grow, you want to improve. You've had a growth path or a succession path in your life, or that has either already happened or that's a part of your plan for the future. And if so, I think this message will relate to you. So I'm gonna start with the quote. Stop shrinking yourself to try to fit into places that you've outgrown. You see, success, growth, accomplishment, leadership, sometimes the path to those things, a lonely road. And sometimes people will project their insecurities onto you. Sometimes you feel like you got to shrink yourself to fit into the same friend group, the same peer group, maybe the same family group. I've certainly had that along my journey. And I just want to share some thoughts that are on my mind today that are top of mind for me that hopefully will help save you some of the struggles that I've had along this journey. So first and foremost, if that's you, you're not alone. Actually, I think it's a good thing if you struggle with that. It may not feel like it in the moment. I know it certainly didn't for me. But if you're on a growth path and you feel like you are outgrowing those around you, good for you. And guess what? If that's you, you found your new circle right here at All or Nothing in Real Estate. I'm here to help. You're not alone. You're probably, if you're on the path where people right now are telling you things like, man, you've changed. You work too much. You care too much about money. You care too much about success. Why are you always working so hard? Why are you never satisfied? Why does it just never seem good enough for you? You're on the right path. That's where success comes from. That's where people who change the fucking world come from. And so if you're in a path like that right now, you're not alone. It may feel like you're alone, but you're on the right path. Keep going. Where's this come from? Someone told me the other day, Matt, man, you're just too much. Don't you ever just tone it down a notch? And it got to me. And I'm like, man, maybe I do. Maybe I am too much. Maybe I need to just be less. Maybe I need to tone it down. Maybe I need to just relax. Maybe I need to be happy, be comfortable with the success that I have achieved. And I thought a lot about it. A lot about it. You know what I came to realize? Maybe I am too much for some people. But also, if I am too much for some people, you know what? I am too much for some people. I'm passionate. I'm extreme. I'm disciplined. I'm committed to growth and helping other people. And that's too much for some people. So if that's true, the opposite is also true. I am too much for some people, but also some people just aren't enough for me. It is what it is. And if you're not enough to hang around with me, if I make you feel insecure, if I make you feel less than, it's not intentional, but I'm also not allowing your limited mindset, your small-minded thinking keep me from growing and making the impact on this world, making the impact for my family, for my two little girls that I know I need to make for this world. So I'm not shrinking myself for anyone anymore. I'm aligning with like-minded people that want to grow big things, that want to be the best version of themselves. And if that's not you, I still love you. Just get out of my way. You're not holding me back anymore. So stop shrinking yourself to try to fit into places that you've outgrown. I think a lot of people live life on defense. They live life worrying about what other people are going to think about what they did or didn't do. They live life on other people's terms. I just want to invite you. Sometimes I love quotes, right? Just popped in my head. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. What do you believe in? Stand up for yourself. Stand up for the journey that you're on. For me, in my path to success, my growth, you guys have been following this journey for a while. You know that I haven't always been quote-unquote successful. I still don't feel I am. Success is the pursuit of one's true potential. Guess what grows each and every day for me? My potential. And I'm pursuing it. And I hope to God I never catch the best version of myself, because I love the journey. That's what success is about. But along that, while I was poor, while I was broke, while I had an infant at home, a six-week-old baby, my wife on her deathbed in the hospital, 2 months behind on an electric bill, people told me, Matt, why are you dreaming so big? Go find a real job. I get it. I've been there. But I want to tell you, you got to keep going and do it for you. Do it for your family. Do it for the reasons that matter in your heart. Don't do it for other people. It's not their journey. It's not their dream. Don't expect them to understand it. It's fine if they don't. But you got to keep doing it for you. Whatever you're dreaming, whatever you want in this world, you can accomplish it. There's a big-ass world out there with a lot of amazing people that are just like you and I that have accomplished amazing things, and you can too. You know what I believe? I believe that you were meant for something great in this world. You were meant for it. But are you willing to put in the work? Are you willing to go through the hardships? Are you willing to go through the struggles, through the challenges, through the growth to be that person? Not everyone is, and that's cool if you're not. I'm not saying everyone has to, but I think a lot of people struggle because the world doesn't understand people that think that way. The world wants people to be comfortable. The world wants people to fit in. And the reality is, the people that make an impact on the world, the people that change lives and change the landscape of what is possible for them, for their family, for their futures, they don't settle for average. They don't settle for, I want to be comfortable. They don't settle for, I just want to fit in. I don't want to make any waves. You got to make waves. You got to stand out. You got to stand up for what you believe in. You see, we just had our state of the company meeting at our company for end of quarter, kind of talking about where we're at, where we're going. And one of the things that I really spent a lot of time on is one of our core values is believe. Do you believe in what you're capable of? Do you believe in the journey that you're on in life? Do you believe that this dream, this vision that you have for life is actually possible? Because if you don't believe it with your heart, if you don't see it, if you don't think it's possible, then there's no way you will accomplish it, because it won't be easy. It will be hard. But the good news is, if you really are passionate about what that is and you really believe that you can accomplish this crazy goal out here, you can accomplish whatever it is that you want in life. If you truly believe that you can, then nothing can stop you. You have to have the belief. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in the people that you surround yourselves with. And that means sometimes you got to remove people from your life. See, as I go back to like my success journey, there's a lot of times where I thought success was, I just got to work harder. And don't get me wrong, there are times where you need to. You got to put your work boots on. You got to get to work. It doesn't come easy. So don't mistake what I'm saying. There is a lot of hard work involved. But at certain points, the next ceiling that you were hitting your head on that you don't see isn't about addition. It's about subtraction. Maybe it's subtraction of tasks that you shouldn't be doing anymore. Maybe it's subtraction of things that don't fit your mission anymore. Or maybe, and this is a big one, it's subtraction about people that don't believe in your vision anymore. Don't believe that you can accomplish it. Because if they don't believe, they're going to hold you back. You guys have all heard the crabs in a bucket analogy, right? There are people unintentionally holding you back in life. And if you find those people, you got to cut those anchors. And this sounds harsh. If you guys follow my show, you know that I have a big heart. I want to help a lot of people. But I'm going to speak truth right here so it helps you. People in your life, they're either a propeller or they're an anchor. They're either propelling you to the life that you dream about. They're propelling you to your hopes, to your dreams, to your desires, and they're helping you get there faster. Or they're an anchor slowing you down. cut the anchors, find more propellers. Surround yourself with people that are like-minded, that are on the journey that you are on the best version of self. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't compare you to anyone else. It's not about comparison. It's not about, oh, I want to be as good as that person or as good as that person. Sure, use that as motivation. Use that as inspiration. Use that as, hey, that's possible. If they can do it, I can too, because that's true. But don't let that take away where you are in your life. Maybe you're not, maybe you have a big dream like I do of this person that I see that I can become, and it's a long ass ways away. Just remember, it's you versus you. It's not you versus the world. It's you versus you. You're the only person that has to look back in the mirror each and every day and say, did I do everything in my power to become the person that I want to become? Yes or no? And if you can win that battle with yourself each and every day for the next week, then the next month, then the next year, imagine what your life will look like for the next year. If you can do that for the next 365 days, and you can win, and you can sit at the end of the day, you can look in the mirror and say, did I do everything in my power to be the best version of myself today? And you can say without a doubt, 100%, yes, I did. What will your life look like a year from now? You won't be able to recognize it. But if you allow other people to slow down your dreams, if you allow other people to say, Matt, you just work too hard. Why do you want to make all this money? When's enough enough? Get those people out of your way. I don't expect them to see the journey. I don't expect them to see the vision. I don't expect them to see the dream. But I also don't allow them to slow me down. Stop shrinking yourself to try to fit into places you've outgrown. Maybe you are too much for some people. But if that's true, there's also some people that aren't enough for you. Hope this helps, guys. This is on my mind. Wanted to share. I really want to make an impact in your life. And I believe that the people that are following this podcast, the people that are following my journey, want to become the best version of themselves. So go back and listen to this two or three times. There's a lot of gold in here that will help you. Remember, you're not alone. There's a lot of people that are rooting for you. I'm one of them. Let me know how I can help. Share this with a friend that needs to hear it. And go out and live the best life that you were meant to live. You are capable of amazing things. You were meant for amazing things. Go out and get them.